Tyrus fits into the money, and he doesn't play around like you, Chizkiya, saying now that you take a coin, even though it's not worth the real money, and use it for the real money. You see, no, a person is medagdic, so you only use the exact amount. So Mara says, okay, here also, my biyafa, what does Chizkiya mean to say? You can mechalo the Paris Mashesheni onto this coin, as if it's a good coin? It doesn't mean really like it's a good coin. The Tyrus yafa means the Tyrus yafa, you're allowed to use it, but of course only the exact value, how much it's really worth. To trace zilu loy mezalzim bei, there were not mezalzim two things in it. Like true, we let you use this coin even though it's not so good, but still, how much can you use in it? How much value of payers can you put into it? Of course, only the amount you can get for it, not the full value of it. It's not a real seller; it's a seller that's missing. Gufa, what we just say before? Oh, Machiski said, "Ma'ase sheni shen b'shava pruta oimeru v'chum shem mechul al moyes harishonos." If you have your Maisi Sheni, that doesn't have the value of a pruta on it, so you can mechal on money that you already made into Maisi Sheni. Why? Once you used it up the money, you can't use it a second time. The Deratiz Lefi, Sheyev Shalei Liyot L'Matam Tzei Moisov. Because the first time when you were Paida, you never put exactly, let's say, like a seller's worth of Paris into the seller. You have to be medakdik to make sure you have enough money. So you always, like Matam Tzei, you always put a little bit less of the value of the coin. So there's always some value of the coin left over that you can use it to mechal a second time. Yeah, that's lashon lofi. Sheyesh shel aliyot v'matam tzei moisef. Meisve have a cash for you. It says aloha hatrum of yabikurim chayov malaya misa. If a zar eats it, he's chayiv misa. Or else if a kohen eats it when he's tamei. V'chaimish, if a zar eats it b'shoigig, he's chayiv v'chaimish. V'yasurim lezarim. A zar is not allowed to eat truma or bikurim. Kohen nichse kohen, the nechosim belong to the kohen. The olim b'yechud umei, it's bottle 1 in 100. Utunim v'chitzes yodayim, a kohen before he can eat it has to wash his hand. The harashemesh, if he was told me he went to the mikveh that day, he still has to wait till harashemesh until he could eat it. Either truma v'kurim. Harei elu b'truma v'kurim. These are the lachas that applies to b'kurim and truma. Ma'ashen kohen b'maisa, but these are lachas that do not apply b'maisa. Now the question is, my mashenkin b'maisa. What does it mean? This halacha does not apply b'maisa. Lav doesn't mean to say nechlal b'maisa bota beruva. You're telling me here that what that truma is bottle 1 in 100. So you mean to tell me that maisa is bota less than 1 in 100? It's bota chad betray. It's bota beruva. Now the question is why? V'ye misa l'chizkiyah l'chizkiyah hevle davish leish lematirin. It has a hetavir these peris masisheni. You could always be mechalalit. Even if it's worth less than a sheva pruta, but you'd always be mechalalit. So the cholda v'sheish lematir nafilu bielef lebotol. Anything that has a heter to it, you could make it heter. It's not botol. That's the klal of cholda v'sheish lematirin nafilu bielef lebotol. This is the kasha according to Chizkiya. That if you can tell me now that even though the ma'ase sheni is less than a sheva pruta, still there's a way to be mechalalit. You have to use like a pruta chamu. You have to use the money that was used already once. True, but if you have money that was used already once, there's always some left over in it. And you can mechal now, so the, why should it be bottled then? Maisa should never be bottled, that is klal of dove shesh lamatirin. So Gemara says, only my who told you the ma'ashen kim b'maisa, to bottle b'rub, who told you to say what the b'raisa means, that maisa doesn't apply? It means that it's bottle b'raiv, maybe no. Dome le bottle klal, maybe it's not bottle at all. And echlam, because why is the yesh lamatirin? So Gemara says, lematza amratach, this you can't say. Legabe truma, chumre de truma katani. Kulu de truma le katani. It's only saying the chumre is the truma. It's not saying any kulus over here. So saying a chumre that truma is only bottle in 100. Mashma maisa is bottle way less than that. So chur takasha on Rav Chisda. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding daf nun gimel amar aleph. We're holding. Yeah. It's not like this. The middle of Shaila here. Yeah, the Chizkiya said a chiddush before. Chizkiya said that ma'ase sheni, even though it does not worth a sheva pruta, still you could be poyder it. That was Chizkiya's chiddush. So if you have pairs of ma'ase sheni that's not worth a sheva pruta, still it's possible to make a pidyon. So in this we had a kasha now, because here it's mashma that truma and bikurim is bottle 1 in 100. Ma'ashen kein ma'ase sheni mashma is bottle b'roiv, normal bit of b'roiv. The question was, if you hold like Chizkiya, why is Ma'ase Sheni Bata B'raiv? The Chura Ma'ase Sheni is always called Yesh LaMatirin. Ma'ase Sheni could always be Paidirit. So if you have Paris of Ma'ase Sheni that fall into other Paris, they should never be Bata B'raiv.
because there's always a possibility to make it peheter. How do you make the peretz peheter? Take money and be poyder it. So not like Chizki, you'd be good. Not like Chizki, I would say, they were talking about Maaseh Sheni that's worth less than a Shava Pruta. So that you can't be poyder. So that always remains with the Yisra, Maaseh Sheni. Therefore, it would be bottled. But according to Chizki, that says, no, every Maaseh Sheni, even though it's less than a Shava Pruta, you could be poyder it. So the question is then, why is Maaseh Sheni bottled b'roiv? The Chura Maaseh Sheni should not be bottled b'roiv. It's always called Yesh Lo Matirin. So Gemara says now, Gemara wants to say, maybe, not like that, maybe the Brisa Taka means even Maaseh Sheni is not bottled at all. Gemara says that you can't say, because, again, Dilma Le Bottle Klal, Gemara says, Le Motz Samrit, that you can't say, Hochi. So the Gabi Truma, Chumra de Truma Katoni. Here we're talking about Chumras of Truma. Kula de Truma Le Katoni. But the Kulas of Truma, that we're not talking about. So therefore, you can't tell me the Brisa says a Kula, that Truma is Bottle Broiv, and Maaseh Sheni is not Bottle Broiv. Gemara says, but for Katoni ve Nichse Kayin. But it also says that truma is called nichta kayin. Mashma, that's like a kula. So maybe it does say some kula is a truma. So maybe it means here, Maaseh Sheni is not bottle at all. Enechnami, it goes like Chizkiya. So where it says, loistakotak, that you can't say. The Tanya will learn. The Tanya of the head, you will learn clearly. Maaseh Sheni bottle baruba. That Maaseh Sheni is bottle baruba. Over Eze Maaseh Sheni yamru, on which type of Maaseh Sheni do we still say it's bottle baruba? The Maaseh Sheni by Sheva Pruta. On Maaseh Sheni that does not have a Sheva Pruta. In other words, this type of Maaseh Sheni, since Poshid, you cannot be Poydirit, so therefore it has no Matir into it, therefore it's Bata B'Roiv. V'Shenichnas Yerushalayim V'Yotza. Who then he has Peiris of Maaseh Sheni that you brought into Yerushalayim and then you took them out of Yerushalayim. Because Halacha is, once you brought them in, then there's no more Pidyon. You can't be Poydir these Peiris. You have to only eat them in Yerushalayim. So now they were taken out, you can't be Poydir them. So that's also a case that it doesn't have any more material. Therefore, in this case, it would be bottle. Rashi, the Kama Forest law, the Kama Forest, let's start the canto. Soon we'll explain that if you brought your peiros of Maaseh Sheni into Yerushalayim, then you took it out, there's no takon, you can't fix it up anymore. So therefore, it's not called Yeshka Matirin, therefore, it would be bottle bereiv. Now, the Yemisa, so this price is a kash and chizkiyah, because the Yemisa, if you hold, what can you do like Chizkiyah? V'nechalei al moyes harishaynos. Delay parak. No, v'nechalei al moyes harishaynos. Chizkiyah said if you have Maaseh Sheni, even though it's worth less than a Sheva Pruta, you could be poyder it. On a Pruta Chamura, if you have a coin that you already were poyder Vadai Maaseh Sheni on that coin, that's like you have like a quarter, and you only were poyder 20 cents worth of Maaseh Sheni. Out of this coin, so you still have 5 cents left in here that you could use to be poyder. Now, if you have Maaseh Sheni worth less than a Sheva Pruta, Chizki holds you could be poyder your pocket the Sheva Pruta into that coin. So the question here is, why do you say it's not bottle? Why do you say it is bottle? According to Chizki, it should not be bottle. It should be called Yesh Le Matirin. So Gemara answers the case here, talking about Tloy Parak, that he was never poyder Maaseh Sheni before. Or at least he doesn't have a coin in his house. He doesn't have a coin with him that he was already poyder Maaseh Sheni. So therefore, right now, he only has Pachas Misheva Pruta. That even according to Chizki, he agrees that you cannot be poydered onto a regular coin. Only on a coin that you used once already. And he doesn't have a coin that he used already. So Mar says, so what still? V'neisi Maiser, the Islay. Let him bring other Maiser Sheni that he has. V'netzafinu. And let him put them together. In other words, what happened here? He had some Maiser Sheni worth less than Misheva Pruta that got mixed up into other Chulin. That really midirais that's botul chad betray. But Midrabban, we want to say, since you could be poiderit, it's like called Yesh Lama Tirin, it should not be bottle. So, how could you be poiderit? You don't have a good coin. So say now, but bring more Maaseh Sheni that you have. And together with Torah Sheva Pruta, and therefore you'll be poider both the Maaseh Sheni together onto one coin. So Gemara says, no, that you can't do. The Yeraisa, the Rabban, Lema Starfi. You can't put together Maaseh Sheni over the Yeraisa and the Maaseh Sheni over the Rabbanan. Now, it's here that this Maaseh Sheni that was bottle bereiv, we have one apple of Maaseh Sheni that fell into five apples of Chulin, regular apples, midirais it's bottle bereiv. It's not Maaseh Sheni anymore. It's only midirabbanan that was saying it's not bottle. So therefore, if you take other teiris, that's really Maaseh Sheni, you can't be poyder to both of them together on the same coin, because the midirais and the rabbanan you don't put together. Hamar says, v'neisei demai, okay, let him bring other teiris of demai. Demai is suffic Maaseh Sheni. So they're both like midirabbanan over here. The Gemara says, Dilma Osteli Asu Yavade. Now we can't let you do it. We can't let you bring Peris of Demai, of Sofik Maisa Sheni, who has maybe then you come to bring Vadai. And Vadai and the Rabbanin don't get along together. Good, the Gemara still says, V'nei Sei Shtei Prutais. Bring here, though, two Prutais. V'nechalu Lalayo Maisa Bepruta Umachza. Like, you only have a Pruta and a Machza worth of Vadai Maisa Sheni. And you have a little bit, they got mixed up. So you bring two Prutas now. And the Poida, your Maisa Sheni, yeah, that's worth a Pruta and a Machza. V'nechalu Hai Alhechi Seira. And then your Maisa Sheni, that was worth less than the Sheva Pruta, they got mixed up into the Chulin. Now be Poida that Maisa Sheni onto the leftover of this coin. Like, you have two Prutas here. And so far, you're only poida or pruta and a half worth of Maisa Sheni. So there's still a half a pruta left in this coin. So take now the worth of that chatzi pruta over there and be poida onto this coin. Gemara says, Misar, but who told you? Pruta, machza, tofsa. Who holds, who told